Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for logging in to our preparatory meeting for our November conference. Will be received by our apostle, Dr. Shana Hall.
I never thought I would be so happy to talk to people on the phone. But FYI, I am excited to talk to you guys via Blog Talk after the experience I just had. So, good night.
Thank you for being on Zoom.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. It gets better, yeah. Apostle.
I'm not convinced, but okay, it's cool. Okay. I just told them they're I don't know who all is on this call, but I just got through telling them their apostle was old, and that was a lot of anxiety for me. A lot of anxiety.
This is awesome. New levels, new devil. You never encountered these monsters before, but it gets better once you conquer the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Listen to that prophet speaking. All right, evangelist, I'll keep that in mind when it's your turn.
Huh?
I said, I'll keep that in mind when it's your turn.
I heard you. I was just going, huh?
See, Katie, you stuck your foot in your mouth.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the things that I wanted to have this meeting today, because I felt like in the event this happens again next month, we just need to meet afterwards so that we can get some work done based off of what we need to have done. As it relates to this upcoming conference, one of the things I want to do, one of these Elder April keeps saying is people have the retreat down to a science, but what they don't have down to a science is the experience. I was talking to Elder Deborah, and she was just kind of reiterating that same thing. So one of the things that I looked at was no matter what, we're still looking. We were trying to bridge the conferences together. So doing two conferences, one conference, two tracks. So part of what we could be able to do is do this conference, okay? In doing this conference, bridging both conferences into one. So let's say, for instance, we're give me a workshop. His story, my story, the becoming of one. So let's say that's the workshop. Addressing the workshop, putting to that workshop a name, characteristic, and or attribute of God to that workshop, and so teaching it with the foundational concept of the God that either heals it, restores it, or the God of it, or whatever the case may be. That way you have the best of both worlds. You have the retreat. You have the experience. Every workshop then has a main characteristic attribute of God actively entwined in it. How does that sound for everybody? I don't even know who's on the line, but I don't even care today. Hello? How does that sound?
Am I the only one here?
I have no idea. I can tell you that you thought on their Google meeting. So it's about 30 minutes on Google.
I guess my concern is that whoever is going to be facilitating, understanding,
mm-hmm.
for them understanding what the name of God, actual characteristic is, I know that last year for the experience, you did not use LFC people to facilitate the experience. You used outside people. So I'm not sure who will be facilitating this year. If you're going to use LFC, or you're going to use outside people or a combination thereof.
Well,
because it's a retreat, typically everyone teaches, but at the experience, that's not the same case. So that's, yeah.
Why don't we go with the conceptually, why don't we draw a list of, let's say, 20 presenters and, excuse me, come up with utilizing those 20 presenters throughout the course of the weekend. And what we can do is we can add, if another presenter comes to the table, we can add them to a pre-existing class. So let's say Kimberly is profound at teaching at the retreat, but Nathan is more apt to teach at the experience. Nathan can do the aspect of the class that speaks to the name, characteristics, and attributes of God, while Kimberly does the aspects of the class that speaks to the sexual, relational, and redemptive process. How does that sound?
Okay. That sounds like
If need be, we can, I know we typically only go 50 minutes, but if need be, you know, maybe we can alter the structure. You know, I was about to really go really big and say an hour. Don't laugh at me. But when I say an hour, so, you know, like you do this teaching, then you do some round table. I mean, you know, just kind of structure it a little different where if it is a multiple facilitator scenario, it will work.
Okay.
What do we
think? This is Pastor T. Hey, Pastor.
How are you?
One
of the things that I thought about was providing with the workshop title, providing a word, a name of God, and its description, explanation, facilitator.
Okay.
And
in
their preparation season. In their preparation season. So you're facilitating this workshop, you're incorporating this name of God, this is what this means. Look it up, research it, incorporate it into your teaching.
Oh, I definitely could get with that.
That sounds a lot better.
Okay, so if we think about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so 3 days, because Sunday is set up a little different. How many workshops do we want to offer? And how would it look if we offered like a 40-minute class and then a 20-minute group or whatever you want to call it?
My workshop, even from AEN, there was back and forth discussion. I don't know what the registration would be, but the sessions themselves were top six people. So there was already discussion going on with the presentation. There was a back and forth.
Okay, well then that's phenomenal.
Katie was one of them. So there was already a back and forth. So 40 to 50 minutes, I think, is good.
Okay, you said 40 or 50 or 40 or 60.
I said, wasn't the original time 50 minutes?
Yes, 50 minutes, yes.
I think that's fine. Because they have to have time to get to the next workshop. And then to your other question about how many do you think we need to make available day, You know,
okay,
I think
so how many would we like to see a day?
I think that many people have many choices in an hour. I think two before lunch and two after lunch is a good idea, plus the plenary and the night service.
Okay. And then we want to do whatever this virtual lunch is that people speak of.
Yeah, like I'm having now. Yeah.
With a Pepsi? Can we have Pepsi?
I don't have a Pepsi right now, but I'm having an awesome salad. That's why I'm on mute.
I need something. I have peppermints and Mountain Dew to calm down my anxiety.
So, like, from the, you know, like, your plenary is at 9, and then you have a 10 and an 11, and in the 10 o'clock slot, you have however many workshops you're offering, and at the 11, however many. But I don't think we should do any more than that, AM and PM, because it's exhausting.
So will we offer, like, let's say, two workshops per hour or just one workshop per hour?
In the time slot, as many as she wants to put in there, but I don't want to have to go to, like, three workshops before lunch and three after lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Having said
that,
I want to be on Thursday and Friday to go to any of them, so, yeah.
You know what? I love you in the hidden parts, okay?
I'm teaching remotely, and we can't get stuff, so.
No, I get it.
Okay.
So if we do three during 10, three during 11, three during 2, and three during 3,
that's 12 a day.
And then if we do the what do you call that
one.
Room? I'ma just call it the wonder and waiting room.
Wow.
If we do that, let's say from 4 to 6, and then you do the evening session.
Right.
Anything after 11 p.m. to, let's just say, 8 in the morning is international. So let's say Archbishop Jacob Akapak, it would be our international hour. How does that sound?
So 8 a.m. would be the international hour, and then 9 a.m. would be the domestic hour? 9
to
2.
If we go from 11 p.m. to, I just said 8 a.m., but I'm just saying roughly 8 a.m.
Oh, okay.
11 p.m. to 8 a.m., roughly.
Oh, okay.
Are your international hours.
Okay.
And then our opening session can reflect more, can be more reflective of, what do you call it? For instance, you know, the deliverance stuff that we do. It can be more reflective of that kind of stuff. Now, the other thing that we have to look at is how we get one-on-ones on there. So whether, you know, if you are somebody that wants a one-on-one, then we would have to pre-schedule that when you register so that, let's say, Pastor T can go in and do a one-on-one with you or whoever.
So thinking that it's via Zoom.
Okay, I'm making up. Yeah, Zoom.
I'm asking, trying to get clarity. So the one-on-ones would be via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pastor T was already...
And they could come. Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor T would already be logged in. So she would have some, if she was needed, let's say, retreat coach style, or I'm not exactly sure which area, but if she were needed and someone needed to get a hold of the retreat coach, do you have maybe like an email or something set up where they would email and ask for a one-on-one?
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever room she's in, she can jump out and go to her specific room and provide them a meeting code, which would be just specific to, you know, to her Zoom account or whatever account you set up for that meeting.
Yes.
With that person as a one-on-one.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I got it.
Somebody has a lot of background noise.
Yes, I know, because I have overseer the Zoom with the kids on Saturdays at 12.
Oh.
And so it's like 30 kids on Zoom.
Okay.
And normally we're done with our meeting. I always end a little early.
Okay.
So I think that's how we can work out the whole retreat coach one-on-one counseling concept.
My only concern if it's coaching or counseling or whatever is that would that be done on Zoom or would that be a different venue, simply because my understanding is that Zoom is not necessarily secure, and if that particular session is confidential, you know, we don't want some smart person to hack into that particular, you know, meeting or whatever.
Yes, I think it meets HIPAA.
You don't think what?
It meets HIPAA.
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
I don't think it meets HIPAA standards.
No, oh, okay, no, it absolutely doesn't. We would have to have people to sign, and if it needed to be of a more confidential nature, they would have to schedule a in-person or a one-on-one call.
Okay.
Now, we can use the church. So for those individuals that are available to come on site for one-on-one, that can happen as well.
So who's going to be on site to do the one-on-one?
Yeah, so without a doubt, it's something that has to be scheduled. So it's definitely going to... We're going to have to look and see how many counselors we need, who's available for one-on-one phone calls or one-on-one in person. Do we like the concept of three things an hour?
I think that's plenty.
So then my recommendation will be, and I definitely need everybody's help,
is let's come up with some seminars that speak to the title and some facilitators, and we assign the person along with the class. So if we can take the next 2 weeks and come up with anything and just text or email any suggestions, and we can begin to look at it and put it in some kind of order so that by the next meeting, people know, or at least have an idea, we want you to teach apples and oranges. We want you to facilitate this. How does that sound?
I mean, if you want it done by the next meeting, then we're definitely going to have to be aggressive within the next couple of weeks so that information can start going out to those individuals.
Yeah, I think we could do it in 2 weeks. I think in 2 weeks we could come up with enough and have it out to people by the third week. So I would say by the end of September, we should be able to have some seminars and have them prepared to go out. If you all don't mind meeting, just via a conference call again. Is that okay?
I'm fine having a conference call.
Okay, so then why don't we
Hello?
Do this? If any, oh Jesus, that hurts so bad. Oh my God. Okay,
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. Who's speaking?
This is Pastor T. I was away from for a moment for my praise report. My mammogram is free and clear. I am 5 years cancer free.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You got to pray. That's only God. That's only God.
That was the
only your God.
Only my God.
Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus,
my
Jesus.
God.
Wow.
I'm going back on mute now.
Lord have mercy.
She ain't going to be no good for a few more minutes.
Right. Let's plan to meet. This is the second Saturday. Let's just plan to meet or Saturday for a few minutes. It doesn't even have to be Saturday, but I know our weeks are full. Just if we can meet for a few minutes and come, people send in some suggested workshops, and then we come up with some facilitators and we just kind of make some assignments.
Okay, when did you say you wanted to meet?
I mean, I think even if we come up with six to eight facilitators.
I didn't hear you. Say that again, please.
If it's possible to maybe meet for a few minutes on the fourth Saturday, or unless people say during the week is okay, I mean, I don't know. And when we come together, we ought to have work seminars and some suggested facilitators. And email addresses to send the facilitators. How does that sound?
It's fine with me. I mean, I'm flexible. I'm flexible with my schedule.
I can see us doing maybe three groups online, like support group, empowerment zone kind of group. And that's it. How does that sound?
So the support groups, empowerment zones or whatever, would be part of the one of the three workshops per hour? Is that what you're saying?
I actually think it could be.
Oh, okay.
And that's my thought.
So I think that's cool.
And you're still going to do your olive oil press and your olive press and grape press, right?
The olive press and the olive press and what is it called? The olive and the grapes. I can't think of what the grapes are called, but whatever. But definitely.
Now, how is that going to be done? Is that going to be like the only thing that's going to be on site, maybe, because it's instructional hands-on?
I mean, we can definitely do it on site, or we can people that do it, we can tell them you need to go get 4 olives, so you need to get a jar of olives. We can send out written instructions so they can do it from wherever they're at, but we can hold it on site. We can hold some of this on site like we just did AEN. Because we would be in the back in our building by then. We just have a limited number of who will be on site. That's all.
I mean, I think it's going to be difficult for people to be on site if people are working, you know?
Right. No, I know it's not going to work for some people, but then there are some people that it will be, you know, that they can do it.
Some versus none.
Right. So, and that's fine.
If you really, really want it, you'll be where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the olive press is great thing. We could tell people it is going to happen on site at such and such time. However, it is also going to be Zoomed. And here is the, you know, kind of like how teachers give, like Tim's art teacher, we sent him home his own list of school supplies that she needs just for her classes. So it can be something set up like that. So for this, if you're taking the olive press, you need, you know, to be at a table. You need, I don't know, you know, you need a jar of pitted olives, whatever.
Would that be the only thing that is offered during that hour? Or however long
that's something we can, I don't know, that's something we can figure out.
It doesn't have to be, I mean, because you have more than, you have the capacity to do more than one class at a time. It's just a matter of, you know.
Yeah, we do 3 things an hour, and everybody may not want to participate in that, and that's fine. That can be some, and it's usually more than an hour. So, I mean, that's fine. And in theory, we can offer it more than once, which is not something we normally do.
And because a lot of it is virtual, the time can be extended or shortened as you need to, because that specific room has its own codes, and you don't necessarily have to end it when it says end.
Exactly, exactly. And we know that
so there's a. I was just saying there's more freedom virtually than it is, you know, in person.
Right. Oh, Lord Jesus. The battle of TikTok. One kid wants you to pray that it won't be banned. Somebody else wants you to pray that it is banned.
It ain't going nowhere. Believe me, it's too big. It ain't going nowhere. Too many billions of dollars are being changed hands. It ain't going nowhere.
So, we have a generic
what do you call it, schedule. And what we can do is just send it out to people and go from there. I like opening sessions at 9 and then doing some, you know, one of the first sessions starting about 10:15, the next one 11 or 11:15, lunch starting about 12:15, then 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, then 4 to 6, Wonder Waiting Room, evening about 7:30, 11 to 7 can be your international hour. 7 can be your international hour. We have about 3, 6, 9, 12. We have about 12 groups a day. I mean, not groups, seminars. We'll do 3 groups, Olive Press and Grapes. I think that's a, and we just have to figure out how we end it, how we incorporate this Bride of Christ.
What is your vision for the Bride of Christ, Apostle?
I have to work on it. But basically,
okay.
I don't know how many people have ever seen, how many people remember the original Cutting Covenant.
Oh, wow.
But if anybody can go back to the original Cutting Covenant, like original
mm-hmm.
one. That's
where I got my
like
where I got my ring.
That's how I would like to see this whole Bride of Christ. You receive his covenant to you. You make your vow with him. It's the exchange of rings and the
covenant.
Meal can look like it, the ring could look like communion. I mean, I'm sorry, the meal can look like communion. There is definitely some flexibility.
Oh, okay. Is this a worship
something,
or you haven't decided?
It's more than forgive me. I don't mean it's more than a worship service. It's a different kind of
next
worship
level
service.
Worship.
It's a service. Yeah, if you remember silent worship that only had instrumental music playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of brought in, and then you're positioned before a throne kind of concept. That is
mm-hmm.
But not just a throne, but a throne that has like a circular seating, and he brings you before him, and this banner over you is love, and everybody is dressed in some form of white, okay? And he rings you, he gives you vow, somebody, you know, kind of like that scroll vow kind of concept. So this is his covenant
mm-hmm.
to us, and then we make our vow to him. And then this exchange of rings, and then this whole break bread, which could be communion, or heck, you can put a what do you call that thing? A Hawaiian roll and a chicken leg. I mean, I don't know. In a little box, but I don't know. I don't know.
A juice box and a wing ding.
Right. You get the picture. Or you can get this white box. Whatever. You get this white box with this gold ribbon, and maybe it is your own personalized cake. The scripture says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And it's him giving you this. Just, I mean, it could just, all of this is clearly symbolic, but that kind of thing.
Ooh. Wow, so I could order my own little individual cake?
Yes, in a white box with gold
or, you know, a doormat on it. And it could just be stacked up on a table and everybody receives one. And maybe it has the covenants hang off of it in a gold little, you know, those little rings that you could stick the round papers in. And so the covenants hang from that box, you know, in the ring or something, and you receive that. The box can have a crown on it if you want.
Ooh.
Cake can have jewels on top.
Or diamonds.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah.
Or sapphires.
But just something like that.
Real
wow.
I'm sorry,
like
somebody said something?
I was
is this
just,
a real cake, like a little cupcake maybe?
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
Definitely. Definitely.
You might want a cupcake. I might want to order one of those little individual cakes.
How will we do that? Definitely.
I mean, for those individuals that will be on site for it, they will have already pre-registered and on site, so there'll be something uniform. But for those that are doing it virtually, the sky is the limit. You can get a cake shaped in the form of a harp, and the notes can be the name of God, and you could be coming up of it, creating a new melody. I mean, good Lord, the options are endless. I'm not
creative, but
you get the point.
Adorn your own room.
Wedding cake.
Whatever you
want. Invite family members to come. Invite family members to the ceremony. Come on.
Real wedding.
I was getting married and I want you at the ceremony.
Right. Wow.
So that's what that looks like.
Just trying to get your vision for it.
Okay.
For those on site, it'll be set. But if you're doing it virtually, set your own environment.
It's as creative as you can be.
You know,
so
I was sitting
on?
Here. Wow, that's awesome.
Somebody's having visions over there.
I mean, I'm having a vision, too. That's why I'm like, I'm trying to get her vision for it. Because, you know, I'm totally someplace else, usually. So that's why I said, what is your vision? You know, but I definitely have a vision.
Okay, well, share it. I mean, God could be giving it to you. The vision is to do it.
That's why I was asking you what your vision was for that, you know. So I was visualizing as you were speaking.
I was too. It was pretty neat.
Well, I mean, what did you see on our feet? Sorry.
Well, when you talked about the cake box, or I saw it beautifully decorated. Maybe even, I don't know, with his crown on it, you know. But when you open up the cake, I mean the box under the lid, there was the ring. So it was like, it's like you get the box and you really don't know, it's something from the king, you know. And then you open it up and it's real evident to you that he wants, we're engaged to be married, because the cake represents it, the, you know, decorated such where you know it's a wedding cake. And maybe even off the side you have the vows, as you talked about, you know, tied up in rolled up hat, string attached, and, you know, a whole, I'm seeing it, a whole punch where the string goes through, you know, so it's hanging off the side with the crown on the top. You open the lid and there's your ring there. And then you see this beautifully decorated cake. All in one package, so that when you do the, let's say somebody reads you your, when someone is reading the vows to you, then you can read your, you have the vows being read that you can read back to God. So I guess the vows that's going to be on the cake, cake box, is the vows we want to recommit back to the Lord. If it could be in unison. And then, so let's say, because I remember Joffrey, he read it to us. And we read back vows to him, but we read something back. So that's kind of how I see that. All nice, neat,
wow.
One packet.
The when I said, you know, create your own environment, what I saw was tantamount to the bride and groom banner or the Jesus banner that Pastor Pat usually had, except it was me as the bride in place of the banner standing next to Jesus. There was a priest in front of us, and just like she said, the reading of the vows, you know, the exchanging of vows, that kind of thing. It was a real ceremony. I was standing there.
And, you know,
and Elder, what did what,
I was just thinking what's even so cool about that. As you say, you were standing there. I saw, like, I'm just using him as an example, being projected, reading that to us. You know, so for that group that's not on site, that's projected. So it looks like he's talking to them.
The banner was much alive. The banner was moving. You know, that's how God does visions for me. Inanimate objects have movement. So the banner, he was definitely moving, and he was definitely exchanging vows. Definitely.
Well,
an elder, what did you see?
Behind the banner reading. Wow.
Dr. April, what did you see?
Oh, I'm not going to share that publicly.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Right. So why don't we purpose to, I don't know if someone else is on the line. I definitely want to give them an opportunity to say what they see.
Okay.
So is it okay if we meet at the end of the month?
It's fine with me.
Everybody okay with just...
What day is that?
I mean, we can pick a day. I didn't necessarily solidify one day.
It's before your birthday, Lynette.
Okay. You see where I was going with this. Okay. Well, the last Saturday is the 26th.
Is it really?
Yep.
It's before your birthday. Your birthday's the 29th, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why I said it's before your birthday. I got you.
Yeah, the last Saturday is the 26th.
I mean, it doesn't have
the
to
last,
be a Saturday.
The last day of the month is Wednesday the 30th.
We could pick any day that we can take a half hour. It could be a day during the week, whatever is convenient for people. So,
well, let's see, Lynette, when do you start celebrating?
I'll etch out a time.
Well,
especially during the day. I'll etch out a time.
Can you pencil me in for lunch or something?
Yes.
That's going to have to be a Zoom lunch. We're still quarantining.
So I live
around
the corner from Lynette, so we don't have to quarantine.
Well, you want to do, I'm pretty open on Wednesday. But you guys do things on Wednesdays, Mondays, and Wednesdays.
And Tuesdays.
Yeah, and Tuesdays too. So, you know, I'm good for Thursday. 17th or 24th.
Well, I mean, do you want to do Wednesday? I know that
no,
we
I'm
have class for 7.
I just think Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday is going to be too busy for those that participate in the
ministry opportunity.
Yeah, I think Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday will be too busy of a day for those individuals. Well, there's only 4 of us in a line, but still.
I was thinking that exact same thing. Plus, I'm anticipating being extremely busy over these next 2 weeks with wrapping up the filming.
Oh, okay. Got you.
It's got to finish.
So what's
Thursday?
So we want to do during the week in the evening?
Let me know as far in advance as possible, just in case I have to move some things around to attend. And it's only 30 minutes, so it's, you know, so it won't. I guess really for me, it won't matter which day. As long as I have enough notice, just in case I need to reschedule something.
Well, does anybody
and
else
I'm
have
good
a
for
preference?
A Thursday evening.
Well, we want to set. Hold on, let me look at my phone.
Oh my God, where's my phone? Okay.
So it's either going to be the 24th, 25th, or 26th then. Unless she's going to move into the next week.
My vote would be for like the 23rd or 26th.
Thursday, do we want to do Thursday the 24th? Does it work? Does Thursday the 24th work for everybody?
Set a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to do 7 o'clock, 7 p.m.?
That works for me. I'm going to put it in.
All right.
Yeah. All right. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So as many people that can. Yeah, it could be, I could set up Blog Talk or it could be conference. So what's preferred? I guess, yeah. Is there a
You're
going
to have to blast it whichever way you do it.
You want to do Zoom? Okay.
Don't let's not take a apostle back there, guys. Come on, stay with me.
I think we should do Zoom to get past our anxiety. I think we should do Zoom.
The more you use it, we can show
some things. You know, I'd like to present a box.
The more you exercise a muscle, the stronger it gets. Yeah, I was trying to take a photo back.
Apostle Simon.
Oh, no, because I can call in, so I'm this is not even going to move me. How do we want to do it?
Well, however it's convenient for you.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. You want to do Zoom, then I will have them set up Zoom on our
No. Yeah, people already have the Blog Talk phone number, and they already have the prayer line meeting. So one of the two of those.
It doesn't matter. Just you guys tell me. I'm just going to write it down.
Okay, what do we want? What do we? Are there some things we need to have present to?
We want to have the list that between now and then. You want to have email, and I'm gonna give you an email address. Mm-hmm. Some seminars. If there's any suggestions for facilitators, whatever people's vision is for the Bride of Christ, just everything. We want to come prepared. Solidify it so that it can all go out, and that way by the second Saturday we can get feedback.
Mm-hmm. So seminar,
have something to run with.
Suggestion for the Brides of Christ, and that's it.
Okay.
And facilitators.
And facilitators, yes.
Okay. And facilitator for both experience and
it's one
the,
conference. It's not
right,
both. It's one conference.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we can even have some example outlines of classes. So let's say we're offering, I don't know, historic my story. Okay, so the name of God that's attached to that is this. Do you want to pull in the name of God aspect of it along with the healing redemptive aspect of it?
So you want names of God that speak to the healing and redemptive nature of his story, my story.
Well, I just make that up.
Of the seminar.
Whatever the seminar is, or the workshop, or whatever we call it. Because remember,
okay, and
I
then
love
the, word...
the concept we're going to give
uh-huh.
you. Here is the workshop. Here is the key scripture. Here is the name, characteristic, attribute of God that's attached to it. Boom. I think it, like last year, maybe 2 years ago, we did the life of Christ. And I would like to see us incorporate something like that, whether it's the Holy Spirit, something. I think we've been focusing on the names of God. We did the life of Christ. The only person we've left out is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can do the legacy of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Legacy. Ooh.
That's a class all by itself.
I know, right? I'm sitting here like, whoa. And he
That's
is
probably a
still
whole
here.
Conference.
Still here.
Probably...
I mean, the legacy of the Holy Spirit could be a workshop all by itself. I could very easily see that starting from Genesis mm-hmm. to Revelation.
It could be a whole conference by itself.
Ooh.
Mm. I mean, you know how we did the life of Christ, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
We've been studying the name, characteristic, and attributes of God. So maybe the thing that we do this year is the legacy, you know, the journey or legacy, mm-hmm. whatever, of the Holy Spirit. And,
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm.
That was the experience though that we did that right. That was the first experience.
Yeah,
the first experience we did the life of Christ.
And then this mm-hmm. year, you all have been focusing on God. So
yes.
Yeah, we can focus on Holy Spirit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it.
So then could all the workshops just kind of speak to Holy Spirit then?
I think
you better be included already.
I think you can have the name of God, but then
right.
the conclusion of it would be the where
movement.
Is Holy Spirit in this? Where does he take you now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say you
okay.
end with the Holy Ghost, but okay, this is who God is. This is what you were marred in the Master's hand. But because of the blood of Jesus, there's always redemption. And the Holy Spirit's job is to pick up where all of them left off and to carry to get you to
yeah.
your destination.
Yeah. Yeah. How? Oh, got it.
Which is where we are, the dispensation Ooh. Of Holy Spirit right now. That's profound.
Mm.
God had his era. Jesus had his era. And we're in Holy Spirit's era right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So if we write up the format for every workshop to follow that format, and we give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Transport to destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Man is a rocket ship.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
No, I like Lynette's title for a workshop. Would you say something to destiny? Transport to destiny?
Yeah. The Holy Spirit. Transport to destiny. Because he's here. Uh-huh, to destiny. He's here. And he's the one that these guys teach, reminds us of what has been spoken to us. The teachings, reinforcing that, comforting us when we fall, you know, convicting us when we off, you know, yeah. That's
so is that
I
the name
it.
Of your workshop that you're teaching?
Hmm.
Anyway, folks, gonna do that. I knew she was going to do that. That's why I didn't open my mouth.
I just thought I was just speaking of the process. That's all.
Okay.
If I have to teach one, yes. Okay. But I saw that as the process behind each workshop, you know, how
mm-hmm.
whatever the workshop is, how
right.
the Holy Spirit transporting us to our destiny in that particular workshop.
Going to be on Zoom. Maybe I can create an animated series.
Mm.
We can
Ooh,
have
you
a
know
move.
What, girl? You better do that. Cause I saw a act when the tongues, cloven tongues, fell upon the crowd. The rushing wind, you know, as it, and then how the people were empowered, and you know, speaking of the people and their languages. And then, you know, they go out into the world. Oh, gosh. And then, you know.
I just don't know when I'll have time.
What do you got now until November?
No, I don't. This next 2 weeks I'm filming, trying to wrap up the filming. My job goes into busy season.
Oh.
And then we'll be... We'll be in the phase of releasing the videos at some point in October, right,
mm-hmm. Yes. I'm hoping by
so
the second
So we've got to wrap
Saturday.
Up the videos in this
That's
next week.
That's why part of what we want to do on this next meeting in September is talk about what did it look like, create the daily devotional leading up to the conference.
Oh, a daily devotional. Ooh.
So the daily Ooh. Devotional is going to look like the release of these videos.
And people are not stepping up. We
and
need, what did you say, 20 days before?
Bare minimum. I was hoping to do more than 20 days. I want to get some out starting in September, but we'll see.
Yeah, people are
but that's
dragging
why
their feet
where
about
they don't step up. where they don't step up is where we will begin to create to release to them. So as people, as soon as we can get the announcement out that says call and let us know you're interested, we can begin to send. We can begin to send out to people
the link for the devotional.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you've got like 3 or 4 people that have already RSVP'd saying I'm interested. We just have to push that. The information is out. It just has to be pushed.
All right.
But I think you got like 3 or 4 people that have already RSVP'd.
Oh, cool. Well, that's what we want to start doing with it.
It just has to be pushed. You know, the information available, it just has to be pushed.
So that's where we're at. Are we all in agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So how many videos are you trying to have, Apostle? How many videos are you trying to have?
Well, see, some things are testimonials, some things are interviews, and some things are teaching.
And
so
people are dragging their feet on the teaching.
Right, and the teaching is what you want to have because you want to have some teaching available every day. But that's fine. We'll see where we're at as of the 24th. And then even if we have to begin to assign some people to say, okay, I need you to do 15-minute teaching on, I don't know, my story. Somebody do 15-minute teaching on his story. Somebody do 15-minute teaching on becoming a one. I'm making that up because I'm looking at the thing.
But believe me, it's easier if people choose what they're going to tape than to be given an assignment that you now have to buckle down and hear Holy Spirit for.
Mm-hmm.
You can do one that you already have prepared, you know, workshops of old. And, you know, that's easier because you've already done it. So, you know, to be given a new assignment means now you've got to research, you've got to buckle down and hear Holy Spirit for how it's supposed to go, how he needs it to go. But, you know, that's where we are.
So, again, Apostle, how many are you trying to have total?
I mean, I don't have an exact number. 35. I can make up a number.
Yeah, originally I thought you said, you know, we wanted at least 20 days in advance. So that meant, you know, a minimum of 20 things, a minimum of 20 things. Which we have more
exactly.
than 20 right now, but the majority of it is interviews and testimonials.
Right. I don't mind the 20 things. I want solid teaching. So
right. So a minimum of 20 teachings.
20 teachings. They can be 10 minutes long. I don't care. But every day, everybody that registers, I want them to be able to log on and get this progressive teaching for the day. So let me see what we can put together. And I will have a response by our meeting. I should have one before the meeting, but definitely by our meeting. Count out the days on the calendar, count out the consecration, and go from there.
Let me ask one more question. Are you intending to release this by email just to the retreat goers?
Release what?
Or are you intending for the videos? Or are you intending that they're going to go viral?
They're going to go viral. They're going to be on our YouTube thingy. Oh, whatever it's called.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Then that's just one address where people can log in daily and they can, you know, view videos of old or the new one for the day.
Right.
Okay.
We do have the ability also, just so you know, to release the entire profile all at once. So, you know, however many videos we have in the group, we can release all 50 of them at one time.
Okay. Okay. Let's look at that and show me what that would look like.
Okay.
It seems overwhelming, but, you know, maybe it isn't.
No, it's just the one link to go to our page. And right now it's a private folder. And all I have to do is just make the private folder public. So it's just me changing from private to public. And then it's out there. All we need to do is just send the link to the folder. And then people got everything that's in it.
So they can choose.
Oh, I'm probably more of a spoon feed people. Give you something to look at.
I mean, we can label them. We can label them with a date, day one, day two, 10, 20, whatever.
Good, yes.
And then that way they can go and pull it. You know how we release the consecration and then it has the whole packet of the full month consecration or 45 days or whatever it is? And then it has a date and we do this consecration on that date. Videos can be the same way. We can line it up as day one devotional, whatever the date should be.
You know what? I think you are saying something. Good Lord, I can't think of her name.
If that's the case, you need more teachings then, because you have a bunch of interviews.
No, that's who I want. Teachings. Her, the one talking. Elder April.
Yes, ma'am.
Go find the what's that book called? The book, the name of God calendar gadget thingy. I was going to look at the calendar, and then from the day that we pick on the calendar to the day of the conference, I want you to note the names of God from those days.
Oh, wow.
Then we're going to create within those days, because everybody has it, we're just going to just use it differently. We're going to create a lesson within those days and do a teaching related to this conference for those days on those names. So I am of the mindset that we can tape Elder April. Today is, I don't know, whoever, Jehovah Sabbath. Okay, and it is October 1st, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Enjoy the teaching for that day, and then the teaching can come up. Today is the next day. This is the name of God. This is the scripture. Enjoy the teaching for that day, and the lesson comes up. And we can tape her like that. I want to do more than 21 days, but I'll find out how many I want to do for every day.
Well, how many days are we having for consecration?
Yeah. I know. I just said I need my phone. I need to be able to look and get. I don't want to just randomly get stuff off the top of my head.
Oh no, I was just putting it out there. I didn't even answer it.
No, so I made a note of it. I want to look at the calendar and see where it puts us and how it puts us and all that good stuff.
Because today is Zechariah.
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
What do you mean you don't? What do you mean?
And you confused her when you put her name in there, that's all. Elder April, what she's saying is she wants the video. Or she wants the name of God on the name of God calendar to begin with whatever date she begins the consecration. And the name of God for that day will be the name of God that gets released in the video that day. It's going to coincide with everything is going to work in tandem.
Yeah.
So like today it's like I am united to the Lord and am one spirit with him. Zechariah 7:8.
So yeah, so whoever gets that name of God is going to have to do the video surrounding that name of God. the consecration mm-hmm. is going to be surrounding that name of God
mm-hmm.
and whatever else needs to happen that day, according to the consecration. The video is just a part of that.
You know, because I don't see specific like Jehovah Jireh or whatever, you know, the two addition, the hyphenated names of God. These are all statements. I am crucified with Christ, May 8th. I am the salt of the earth, May 9th. I am complete in Christ, May 10th. I am saved and sanctified. I'm just giving you an example of how they're reading. So it's not, you know, that is how the name is described.
Okay, it's fine. However the name exists is how we're going to use it and build from it.
Oh, okay. I just wanted, you know, to make sure. So,
I'm fine with whatever is already out there pre-existing. We're just going to build on top of it.
Okay.
And it just kind of gives people something to focus on. And so then maybe here's the 15-minute lesson. You all are all into Zoom. Here, you do a 15-minute video. It doesn't even have to be 15 minutes. But for the lesson for today, October 1st, is apples and oranges. And you set it up. You give it, and everybody that's linked into the conference will have access to doing something every day that just kind of continues to focus them on what to expect.
Oh, okay.
So Apostle, we have a private Facebook group. Is that what you're talking about doing then?
I got to do what privately?
Never mind. We'll talk offline.
No, because I may not understand. It may need a corporate anointing. What are you saying?
Never mind. I'm trying to understand what you're talking about.
I see it now, how we have to do this.
Okay, but you were saying something about private Facebook.
We don't want it to be private. We want it to go viral.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need a pain pill. That is not it.
Damn weather.
I think the releasing the folder, the link to the folder to mm-hmm. the retreat participants would be the way to go, because it's one link as opposed to 50 different video links.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. You mean, what if you release one link, is it something that we have to go out every day to put today's message on? Today mm-hmm. you get all 48 messages.
Right.
Yeah, each message will be labeled with whatever date you need to look at that video.
But I don't think we want people, want people to have the message for day 42, because somebody with my personality disorder, I would randomly pick the days that I want to do. So today may be the 3rd, but I may want to do the one for the 15th.
Understood. So all I have to do, all I have to do is just move
read
the
chapter
move the
one,
video.
Two, three. Well, actually, I go through all the pages of the book and read the scripture. But
right. So all I have to do is just release it. All I have to do is just release it in the folder so that they can see the newest video for
that
day.
Perfect.
They won't be able to see the other ones until it's time. Yeah.
That's superbly perfect. Okay. That's outstandingly awesome. So we will get, I know that she did it. Overseer Marlette did a technique today. When I was in the midst of my anxiety, the breathe prayer, breathe in, thank you, Jesus, breathe out, hallelujah. I don't know, something weird like that. But anyway, it put me back in the mind of the Blue Spiritual Discipline book. So I think incorporating those things would be phenomenal.
In the daily thing?
Yes, the daily thing, yes.
Okay.
Because we already kind of do that kind of stuff inside the consecration anyway. May as well have somebody demonstrating it in the video. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that way it becomes more focused. It becomes more usable.
Yeah. Some people are visual and other people like to read and others don't. So you have both. You have both.
And maybe
avenues,
somebody doesn't know.
Covered.
I mean, Elder April, she young, she vibrant, she can get on the floor. Maybe somebody doesn't know what prostrate means. Put her on the floor and put the pressure over her and let it be demonstrated. You know, somebody can blow the shofar over it. I mean, I think these are all very visual aids that work for people. Stick Henderson's butt down there. Stick a kid down there. It doesn't matter.
Then you
join
definitely
me.
Need to get started on the
person would have to be able to do that presenting on that day, correct? That would be something that
they would have to. It doesn't matter when what's her name? What's her name?
Katie.
Yeah, her. It doesn't matter when she tapes it. It's just about when she airs it. I don't care what she takes.
Right. I'm in the process. Like your interview, your interview, Elder Bennett.
You should have interviewed me while you had me hostage on Zoom today. You should have got what you needed from me.
Who, me?
Yes.
No, yours is different than Zoom, Apostle. It ain't going to look like that at all.
Not at all. I don't want to see.
Matter of fact, you ain't gonna see nobody's face at all. This is tantamount to being in the studio over at Christ Family.
Oh, yes.
Except
yes,
it's virtual.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. God, yes.
Yes.
So I mean, you know, maybe your question is very private. Thank you. Unless maybe you want to show somebody going through a crowd of people digitally on, you know, how you make those digital gadgets, trying to get to the hem of Jesus' garment. And maybe as you see someone, you don't see a face, crawling through the crowd of people to get to the hem of Jesus' garment, you can insert their name there. And when the hand comes up to reach his garment, you know, receive the virtue. That may be the lesson for the day. And it was animated or I don't know, whatever you said.
Oh, my Lord.
We're getting real deep. Oh, that's not.
I need to quit my job.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying these are simplistic ways to illustrate the gospel and to do a message so it doesn't have to be somebody necessarily speaking. The scripture speaks for itself. Put the words to the scripture up. You can put them up in multiple languages. You can put them up in Greek, and Elder April can translate them to English if you want. I'm very flexible. The whole thing is you get the word, you see this graphic, you see crowds of people, maybe with no faces, and just words that describe who the crowd of people are that you have to push through. So you don't see faces, you just see fear, anxiety, prejudice, oppression, religion. I don't know.
I get it. That's been done. Maybe I can find it. Maybe we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Maybe we can just get copyright for it.
You know, I don't know anything about any of those kind of things. All I want to do is just share the random thoughts that's coming through my mind right now. Yes. Yes.
Okay, with the example you just gave, 2 years ago at the first experience, you did a worship experience with the kids crawling, you know, off the stage, you know, through the audience or whatever. So, for example, could we just do, I don't know if that was videoed or not.
Yes, I videotaped that.
Okay, so can we just maybe do a clip of that portion, for example?
Yes, I can clip. I can create you a few clips from these videos. Maybe we don't have to reinvent none of that.
come on here.
Absolutely. You know how much video, how much footage I got?
Footage you have, yes.
I thought it would be easier to do it the other way, but I don't really care how you do it.
I just asked that for an example. You know, if that was videoed, then maybe you would just take that clip, not, you know, just a portion of that.
Yeah.
You know, with the kids, and just say, just, you know, 30 seconds or something. It ain't got to be 10 minutes long, but 30 seconds. You know,
that's
where
fine.
You see, you know.
That's, again, it speaks about all we're trying to do is put the word in people's mind, excuse me, every day leading up to the conference. So by the time you get there, you're ready, like, oh, my God, what more can you do? And then you realize he hadn't even begun to work on you yet.
That's a lot more work than I don't know if I had that kind of time. So I'll be, while I'm waiting on people to, while I'm waiting on you guys to tell me who's doing what for their 10-15 minutes, then I'll just kind of comb through some video footage and, you know, create some clips while I'm waiting.
Surely, you know, that whole one where Jesus, they caught the woman in adultery and Jesus bends down and he writes in the dirt or whatever he writes in. You can use that illustratively. Never put any words on it. Have the people read the scriptures. They look at the 6-minute clip and walk away with their healing.
So my thought is then, if we're trying to get people to RSVP for this November conference or whatever, then it sounds like to me we need to start releasing this stuff like now so people can say, oh, I want to come, and, you know, send an email to the, you know, email address so we can start getting, you know, RSVPs like that.
Yes.
Well, that's why I really want to start with Apostle. I really wanted to start, though, you. I wanted to start with your testimony about the retreat, releasing that.
I tell you what, you could get my testimony. You could do me tomorrow. How was that?
Okay.
Cool. Go for Katie.
Yeah. If you was ready now, I'll have you log on right now. We could do it.
I can't do it right now because I have another meeting, but
okay.
I could do it tomorrow. Or I could do it. I can't do it Monday. CCTI starts Monday. Good Lord to Jesus. Or I could do it Tuesday. And if you give me
the question,
I'll be prepared.
We can do it tomorrow, Apostle.
Now, my question is: are you intending that we're going to do it live at the church, or can we still do it virtually? Which is the best filming scenario?
Oh, we definitely can do it virtually.
For this.
We can do it virtually.
Okay. So then it'll be after church tomorrow at some point when you tell me you're ready. Okay, I got it.
Yes, I have a 2:00 meeting tomorrow after church. But so let's just say that takes me 2 hours. So it'll have to be after 4 or 5 tomorrow.
I have a 4:00 tomorrow. So let's say.
Now let me ask Apostle, what was happening with your internet today? Because you're going to need
well, I didn't know
a good
something
internet.
Was I didn't know something was happening with my internet, so I'm not able to answer that. I didn't know it was a problem. I could hear me.
Okay.
So
yeah, you were breaking up
like
pretty bad. I'm not sure. Were you using your laptop for anything other than the streaming? Meaning like going to other websites?
No, I don't know how to do any of that. Actually, I was on this little Chromebook.
Okay.
Well, as long as you can have your phone on.
I'm not able to tell you what the problem was. Some point, I could hear Overseer Marlette and Overseer turn their devices on so I could hear in the room, from the room. I was in my living room. They were in the other room so that I could hear it. So I wouldn't know the lag or delays or internet problems or whatever.
It was much better at the end. It was much better.
Yeah, she switched at the end. At the end, she put it on my phone.
Okay,
well,
that's
that was
good.
Better.
So then we can have you do the interview by phone. We would just need to make sure that you set the phone on something at eye level, so that, you know, you're not holding it, moving it around, so we have a stable shot. We can do it that way. Or we can have you to use the
little things. He has something to go around your neck, something to clip to something that holds the phone. He can find something.
Okay, just as long as you can, we can use that, or we can have you to use the new laptop that you just bought. We can have you use that to log in with, and that way you can see, you'll be able to see better if it's on a laptop.
Oh.
So either one of those, it works both ways.
Okay.
Either way, because we've had people use their phones, others use laptops, others use iPads, whatever. Whatever has
it's
a stable
fine.
Connection is what we want.
Okay.
Can we set a time then for tomorrow?
She just won't let us know.
I know it for me. It has to be. I have a 2 o'clock appointment today, so I have to go. But I definitely have a 2 o'clock appointment tomorrow, and I know I won't be back before four. So it can't.
And I have a 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Before.
So that's what I'm saying. Can we set a time for like in the evening?
Anytime after five. Anytime after five will work. She should be done. You should be done.
Yeah, I know it's that too. I can't imagine how long it'll last, but yeah. So
why don't we say like 6 o'clock?
Mhm. Okay, fine for me.
I should definitely be finished with what I'm doing by six.
Don't worry about the questions, Apostle. You got all of this. I mean, you're the visionary for it, so there's no wrong answer. So don't worry about the questions.
I'm going to ask three questions,
well,
and I'm done.
Well, let me know.
I'm going to ask three questions, and that'll do it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She got a meeting. It's 2:02. Apostle, thank you very much for this meeting today.
Thank you. All right, I got to sign off. I got to go do the next thing.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh.